Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now, he is Ben Balor from Baseball America. Follow him on Twitter at Ben Balor. Ben, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so I love talking about Brewers prospects, minor league guys. We do it throughout the season and so forth. And you guys at Baseball America just came out with your top lists in all different categories for the Brewers. We'll jump into that. But I've been teasing you since we got on the air an hour and a half ago about if you don't know who Jesus Madé is, stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this. You have Madé, I believe, as your number one prospect for the Brewers. Tell everybody the background, who he is, how old he is, all that stuff.
Yeah, this was a player who the Brewers signed in their most recent international signing class, January 15th this year. 16-year-old switch-hitting shortstop from the Dominican Republic. Was not their top bonus guy. He was the second highest bonus guy. They signed three big players this year from Latin America. Madé was one of them. Expected to see good things from here in the DSL, the Dominican Summer League this season. What we saw was better than what we expected. He was pretty spectacular. Just people are absolutely raving about what he did, especially offensively. I mean, everything you could ask to see for from a hitter who spent the entire season as a 17-year-old, he showed. It's very, very mature plan at the plate, great control of the strike zone. He rarely swings and misses. It's very good bat control, and it's very good bat speed and power, too. He had some of the best power in that league, some of the best contact skills, some of the best plate discipline in that league. And then, he's also a really good athlete with a plus arm, can play shortstop, at least for now. We'll see long term. He's more of an offensive-oriented player, but I think he has at least a chance to stay at shortstop. But if not, he goes to third base and then projects pretty comfortably there. I think he's a guy who you're going to see move pretty aggressively next year. We've seen the Brewers be pretty aggressive with some of their international signings. I think he's going to be the next guy on that path next year.
Compare and contrast him and Churio. How close are they?
You know, at the same age, I think Madé is more advanced than Churio was. I mean, look, Churio took a big jump forward when he got to the States, and he reached double A when he was 18 years old, yep, at least by the end of the season. So I wouldn't rule that out for Madé. I mean, that's obviously a big, big name to put on him. You know, they're different kind of players. They're both very good athletes. I think Churio is an even better athlete than Madé at the same time. But I think Madé is an even more polished hitter at the same age. It's really rare to see a player who has that combination of bat control, strike zone discipline, and bat speed and power all in one player.
Talking with Ben Badler, Baseball America. Follow him on Twitter at Ben Badler. When we start talking about the future of the Brewers, I think there's two positions where you get concerned for the Brewers, one of which right now is third base, because the expectation is the Brewers will lose Willy Adames. That means Joey Ortiz will probably have to move to shortstop, unless they move Terang from second to shortstop, which could very well happen. But the future at third base, the closest future they have currently, is Brock Wilken, who essentially got hit in the face during the course of the season and was never really the same. What are your thoughts on Brock Wilken? How far away do you think he is?
Yeah, it's really tough to know entirely what to make of Wilken at this point. Obviously, he was a big draft pick. He still has pretty big power, but you know, at the end of the day, he went to Double A this past season at 199, 312, 363. He really struggled. And then there's question marks if he stays at third base or is he fit better defensively at first base. But again, he got hit in the face early in the season. He was wearing the cage all year. I'm sure it had both a mental and a physical impact on him. So, you know, I can't just throw away entirely what he did this past season. But I guess the hope is that, all right, maybe a year further removed from all of that. I know he's talked about getting his eyes checked in the off season after getting hit in the face. Maybe it had some physical effects that it had on him that he can help maybe correct in the off season. But yeah, right now, I mean, he still has to prove that he can hit to a certain level in Double A or Triple A before we're talking about penciling him into the big league picture at this point.
You guys have your projected 2028 lineup out there, which is always just a fun little exercise to have. You have Terang still at second base, Mane at third, like you had mentioned, and then you've got Cooper Pratt playing shortstop for this Brewers team.
Yeah, Cooper Pratt had a really good season. He was our Brewers co-minor league player of the year this year, along with Jesus Madé. You know, you can find people who think Cooper Pratt is the best prospect in this Brewers system. He had a really, really solid year for himself. I mean, he's a big, big guy, 6'4". You don't find a ton of shortstops that size, but he's not the most explosive shortstop in terms of the first step quickness, but he gets really good reads off the bat. He has really good body control, good internal clock, reads hops well. Just a really smart player, and then he has a plus arm too. So heard a lot of good things about him. Not, you know, the same kind of upside as somebody like Jesus Madé, but someone who's just really, really solid across the board, both offensively and defensively.
The other thing that I'm curious about is another guy that you have playing first base, and that's Eric Batante. Tell us about him. He's got some pop.
Yeah, just a fascinating player, because they signed him out of the draft from high school last year, and he doesn't even turn 19 until a couple days from now. So he was super, super young for that 2023 high school class. Just on age, could fit as a 2024 high school player, but went out and had a really good summer this season in the Arizona Complex League in rookie ball, kept it going when he got to low A at the end of the year. He's just totally different than a lot of the players that the Brewers have in their farm system, right? It's a lot of guys who are, you know, whether it's like a Tyler Black or a Mike Bovee, these kind of guys who make a lot of contact, control the zone, don't swing and miss much, but has some power questions. Batante is just a physical monster. I mean, he's 6'4", maybe 6'5". He's huge. They have him at third base right now.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not that many third basemen who are his size, and he's probably just going to get even bigger because he's still 18 years old. But he does have pretty good body control for someone who is as big as he is. So I think he does have a chance to surprise people and go stick at third base. If not, he certainly has the power to project it. First base is a guy who's going to have some of the best raw power in the minor leagues right now. It's only going to get better because he is still 18 years old. So I think he's somebody who has a chance to be a 30-plus home run guy. There's a higher level of swing and miss that comes with it. That's something that he's going to have to keep in check. But he does have a patient approach. He'll draw his walks and certainly is a threat to go deep to any part of the park.
I don't think you understand how excited Brewers fans are, because right now we say, man, they've got a huge window. Mitchell's young, Frelick's young, Terang's young. Churio obviously is super young. I mean, they got a lot of young guys. You've got young guys still coming that we're talking about right now. This 2028 lineup, by this point, Terang is 28, Mitchell is 29, Frelick's 28. But then you've got Cuero, who's only 25 at catcher. Batante would be 22. Made's only 21. Pratt's only 23. Churio's only 24. I mean, yes, they're older, but they're still really young with this lineup.
Yeah, I mean, it's, that would be like the perfect world scenario where all these guys come through and live up to expectations. We know that ultimately not all of these guys are going to live up to that potential, and some of these guys will probably get...
Hey, ruining my dreams. Don't crush dreams in Milwaukee. That's not what we're here to do, Ben. That's not what this show is about.
But you're right. I mean, it's a lot of talent, and some of which has already graduated to the big leagues where, when we're ranking farm system, which it is I think it's a very good farm system, but when we're ranking farm systems, guys like Frelick or Churio and Mitchell don't count anymore, but these guys are recent graduates from the system who are going to be under team control now for several years, and in Churio's case, quite a long time as well. So, yeah, I think especially surrounding the lineup, there's a lot of really exciting young position players to build around for a long time.
So what I love about Baseball America is they go through and they do all these other categories, right? So it's like best hitter for average, best strike zone discipline, best athlete, all this. And then with pitching, they have a ton of different ones there as well. Well, Jacob Mizorowski is a guy we've been hearing about. And a lot of people will tell me, Sparky, he's going to probably be a bullpen guy. That's probably where he's going to end up. He doesn't have a ton of great control. I don't know if he's going to be in the rotation. You have him as your ace in the 2028 lineup. Then when you go and you break down attributes in the Brewers farm system, best fastball, Jacob Mizorowski. Best curveball, Jacob Mizorowski. Best slider, Jacob Mizorowski. Hey, man, though, that's 3-plus pitches. He better be a starter if he's that good.
Yeah, I think you're right. A lot of people do view him as a potential reliever. I think it's tempting to just see a guy with that kind of stuff and control issues and just say, all right, let's let him just air it out in the pen. Let him be, Josh Hader. Let him be that kind of guy. But when you have a guy who has that type of stuff, those kind of weapons coming out of his hands, it's just some of the best pure raw stuff in the minor leagues. The walk rate is high. The control does need to get better. This is a 6'7", super long, lanky pitcher who they just drafted out of a junior college a couple of years ago. It takes sometimes those guys who are extra long levered, long arms and legs flying everywhere. It can take those guys a little bit longer just to sync everything up and get the body control to repeat their release point consistently. I'm not saying he's going to be Randy Johnson, but you just look at somebody like him who's just so long and had so many moving parts in his delivery that he had to corral and sync up, and he walked a lot of guys throughout the minor leagues and in the major leagues too, up until his mid, even kind of late 20s almost. And I hope he just gets the opportunity to prove himself as a starter and figure it out. Even if he does take his lumps with in terms of the control early on in his career, because yeah, I think he could be a dominant reliever too, if you wanted to put him in that role. But I think the upside is so much greater if he is a starter, and especially these days where, you know, you're not asking him to go, you know, 8-9 innings or even 7 innings. If he can just be a 5-6 inning starter, I think that would be somebody who has a potential to be that front end type starter if the control is able to come along.
Talking with Ben Battler, Baseball America. Follow him on Twitter at Ben Battler. I have one more for you. A guy that Brewers fans started realizing towards the end of the year as he was moving quickly through the Brewers farm system, and that's Craig Yoho, who you say is the best changeup. He does not throw hard, however, and definitely is going to be a bullpen guy. How does he fit into the Brewers' plans, do you think, maybe for this upcoming year even?
Yeah, I think he could be in the Brewers bullpen, you know, maybe on opening day. If not, pretty soon thereafter. This is a guy who's moved very quickly, like you said. He doesn't throw all that hard. He's not your typical late inning power arm reliever. But what he has is a changeup that might legitimately be the best changeup in the minor leagues right now. Oof. It's unbelievable. The way that pitch moves, the separation it has off his fastball, and then just that late tumble diving action, it looks like a magic trick.
Wow.
Almost. It's
because, I mean, remember, watching Devin Williams pitch here for the Brewers.
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't want to put that name on him quite yet, but it's a pretty much a top of the scale type of changeup.
Wow.
You know, he doesn't have that big fastball. It does have good movement on the fastball, but it's, you know, sitting low 90s. It might touch a 94 every now and then. The breaking ball is good enough to give hitters a different look. But I think there are people who think, oh, I'm a middle reliever, mid leverage type relief. I'm probably more optimistic, where I think he might have a chance to be more of a high leverage reliever, even though he's not that hard of a thrower, because that changeup is just such a neutralizing weapon, whether it's to the lefties or to righties.
Ben, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it. Go ahead and promote away all the stuff people can find at Baseball America.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, at baseballamerica.com right now, we're rolling out our prospect rankings for all 30 teams. And if you want our top 30 prospect rankings for all 30 clubs with full scouting reports, you can go to baseballamerica.com and get a copy of the Baseball America Prospect Handbook.
All right, there he is, Ben Battler. Again, follow him on Twitter at Ben Battler. Ben, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. I enjoyed it.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.